NPR.
Darian, are you a fan of game shows?
I am not, but...
Well, I have one game show that I think you might be into. It involves economics and a little trivia and two super fun, super smart, attractive hosts.
Yeah, emphasis on attractive.
It is The Indicator Quiz!
The Indicator Quiz! This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Darian Woods.
And I'm Adrian Ma. Yes, it is our second installment of The Indicator Quiz. And once again, all the questions are based on economic ideas we have touched on in this show.
That's right. So everybody can play along, but there can only be one lucky person to play the quiz with us. So let's bring on our contestant.
Hey, everyone. My name is Royce Nita, and I live in Brooklyn, New York.
What's up, Royce?
Yeah, great to meet you.
And what do you do there in New York, Royce?
Yeah, so I work at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center as a strategic initiatives manager.
What is a strategic initiatives manager?
It's like a really fancy way of saying that I help ideate and implement new cancer treatments and research and bring those to the people.
That is an extraordinarily noble profession, I must say. So good to have you.
Thank you. I'm really, really excited to be here.
So we're going to learn more about Royce and what kind of things you're ideating later in the show. For now, today's topic is inflation. Royce, how do you feel about inflation?
Oh, man, I feel everything. Inflation is, it's everywhere.
Yes, it is.
All right, Indicator Quiz coming up after the break.
It is Indicator Quiz time. We've got our contestant Royce with us. Hey again, Royce.
Hey.
Just in case you need a little help or encouragement along the way, feel free to turn to your buddy Darian.
All right, sounds good.
Excellent.
Today's quiz is all about inflation. Are you ready to play, Royce?
I am.
First question. The most widely used measure of inflation is the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. It's based on a basket of goods and services. And in June of last year, we experienced the highest annual increase of the Consumer Price Index in decades. What was that increase? Was it 15.3%, 9.1%, 8%, or 6.5%?
I'm gonna go with my guns and say 9.1%.
That is correct.
Woo!
Nice work!
The answer was 9.1% for the 12-month period that ended on June 2022. Good on you for knowing that. What was it that you said it was in your gut?
Yeah, I feel like I'd seen that number a lot. You know, in the summer, you travel a lot, you do a lot of outings. And so I felt like that number 9 just kept on popping up in my head.
Well done. All right, let's go to the next question. There's a big headline CPI figure, which is often used by folks like us in the media. But to get a better snapshot of inflation, economists tend to focus on something called core CPI. So, out of the following categories of goods and services, which two are excluded from core CPI? Food, housing, energy, and healthcare.
Okay, so definitely food. And then I want to say the second one is energy. Woo!
Woo!
Food and energy is right. Food and energy prices tend to get cut out of core CPI because they're kind of volatile. And so leaving them out gives us a better picture of, you know, what is happening with prices generally. All right, next question. True or false? The government agency that calculates the Consumer Price Index is called the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
I'm going to lean on Darian for this one.
What are you thinking?
I feel like it's true, but I don't know. Is my luck running out? I'm starting to get a little nervous.
My clue is that CPI is produced by an agency whose name is not necessarily exactly what you would expect.
Then I'm going to say false.
I must have led you astray. I'm sorry. I was saying that because I would have expected to be like, thought maybe it would be something like the Bureau of Economic Analysis, something, or the Commerce Department, think something that's more closely related to prices and commerce.
I thought it had to be more outlandish.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So I apologize.
No need. That's on me.
All right, Rice. Well, after that kind of embarrassment for both of us, let's take a break so we can get to know a little bit more about you.
Awesome. Sounds good.
So, Royce, what are you into when you're not sort of strategically ideating initiatives at work?
I am strategic ideating initiatives in my private life. a big one that I'm really focused on right now is being the first American contestant on the Great British Baking Show, which I have fallen in love with.
And if the indicator was a loaf of bread, what would it be?
The indicator would be demi sourdough baguettes.
What does that mean?
They're basically mini baguettes, I think because of the length of the show, but it has so much substance and flavor in it that that's the sourdough piece.
Oh my gosh. I wasn't fishing for these compliments, but this is great to hear.
I love it.
I hope this quiz can be some kind of stepping stone to get onto the Great British Bake Off.
I don't know, not after that last question.
There's still time to recover, Rice. Let's get back to the quiz. Adrian and I are going to switch roles. I will ask the questions, and Adrian will be your partner. Maybe he'll do a better job than me. So the topic is still inflation. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
The Federal Reserve, the U.S. central bank, has a preferred measure or a gauge of inflation that it looks at. What is it? The Core Consumer Price Index? The Federal Reserve Inflation Index? The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index? Or the GDP Price Index?
I'm going to go with my gut again, not second guess myself. I'm going to say Core Consumer Price Index.
Oh, unfortunately, not the correct answer. The answer is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which is reported by the Bureau of Economic Analysis. And the PCE Price Index is in part preferred by the Fed because it looks at a broader index of prices than the CPI.
That is a pretty obscure one, I got to say.
Yeah.
All right, here's a fill-in-the-blank question. The Federal Reserve has been trying to bring down inflation by raising blank, which makes basically the cost of blank higher. So try to fill in those two blanks.
Okay, I definitely know the first one is interest rates. And the second one, I think I know what it is, but I'm not going to take chances. I'm going to tap on Adrian.
Yes. So I think what is your gut telling you?
My gut is saying borrowing is like the word that's coming to mind.
I think that's a good instinct.
Okay. Yep. We're going to go with borrowing. Final answer.
Congratulations. That is correct. The answer is raising interest rates and it increases the cost of borrowing.
Ooh.
All right. Next question. The Federal Reserve has a target inflation rate of 2% year over year. We did an episode about how we ended up with that number in the US. And you can trace it back to a single country. What country is that? England, Japan, New Zealand, or Germany?
I'm just going to wing it. I'm going to say England.
The answer is New Zealand.
Ugh.
This is the country that I come from.
Really?
So there are a lot of maps in the world that actually leave off New Zealand from the map. We call this New Zealand Erasure, but it's okay. You can handle it because I know in my heart that New Zealand pioneered inflation targeting in 1990.
That's it for the Indicator Quiz. For playing, Royce, we're going to send you a pair of NPR socks.
Woo! Oh my gosh.
Royce Nita, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Are you interested in being a contestant in our next Indicator Quiz? Just email us your name and your phone number at indicator@npr.org and put Indicator Quiz in the subject line. We will pick one person at random. You've got till the end of the day on Monday, February 13th to enter.
This show is produced by senior producer Via Lay with engineering from Catherine Silva. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kaken Cannon edits the show, and The Indicator's a production of NPR.